Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Bob Hisa. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The DH, Tony Soleda. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fisk for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Mayberry moves to third. Two outs. Tony Soleda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleda hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Doyle moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hysa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Patek. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hysa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Brett moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Tony Soleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleta is 0 for 1 in the game. Soleta takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Soleta moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hisa hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Soleda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. One out. Tony Soleda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Soleda takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Bob Hisa. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Denny Doyle now playing third base. Doug Griffin now playing second base. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stinson hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.